Yesterday, with the Chiddush of the Rush, the Rush told us that when you have this relationship, an obligation of Binyan HaKosel, two parties who agreed to split up the backyard, and now the halacha superimposes upon them to build the kosel because following the mandiyama that has agreed is considered to be a hezek. If one of the parties decides to be moichel on that and says, "Listen, don't, it's okay, it's fine, I can live the way it is. We don't have to waste that money. We'll spend the money on other things. It's fine." And then the person wants to turn around the week later and say, "You know what? That wasn't such a good idea that I just said. I would like to re-insist that you actually build the kosel like you should have in the first place." So the Rush says the game is over. That as soon as the person was moichel b'leib shalem on the bidding kosel, he can no longer retract. Now, the Rush qualified that by saying that's only true if he literally was moichel. The fact that he didn't say anything for a few weeks, that may not necessarily indicate anything for a variety of reasons that we spoke about yesterday. But in terms of lama, that he was literally moichel, that's chus malon, then the game is over. So the Rush posed the question, the challenge on himself, why is that any different from any other kind of hezek? If I say to you, "I'd like you to please come in and break my car," and then an hour later I change my mind, "No, please don't." So you have a right to go smash my car. It's ridiculous. I was moichel, kol zman that I'm not stopping you. But the minute that I change my mind, of course you have no right to go and break my car from here on in. So why does that change when it comes to the hezek ria of bidding that kosel? So we suggested yesterday, basically, the Rosh Hashivas in the last 100 years developing a yisoid with the Shittas Arash, that there's a fundamental question how to understand this chiyuv of building a wall. Is the chiyuv of building a wall not an official form of the Chanas HaChamav, it's chus mamon, that I have a right to demand you build a wall, you have a right to demand that I build a wall? No. Is it din called hezek ra'iyah? I'm not allowed to be mazik you, you're not allowed to be mazik me. So mamela, we have to build a wall. If that's the case, that building a wall is just plain and simple removal of hezek, then the question of the Rush is insurmountable. Just as when I tell you, I give you a right to break my car, I give you a right to mazik me, that's not a right forever and ever and ever. That's kol zman that I agree to letting you do it. So too, when it comes to building a wall, once I say that, I would prefer that you not be mazik me and hezek me anymore, why can't I retract? So the answer is that the Rush is clearly learning, that was a lush of the Rush until yesterday, that the building of a wall is more than that. The building of a wall is a chi of Tachanas HaChamim, that each one has a claim against the other. Just as I have a claim against you, you owe me $100 if I lent you the money. You owe me $100 if I sold you $100 worth of merchandise. You owe me $100 if you worked for me for a whole day. So too, you owe me a building of a wall. And I owe you a building of a wall. I owe you half the wall, you owe me half the wall. That's a schus mamon that each party has against the other. A schus mamon is nitin to mechila. And the minute that I'm moichel, the same way that I say, "Okay, yes, you worked for me and I owe you $100, but you turn around and say, "I'm moichel, I'm about there on the salary. I'll do you a favor, I did it for free." Or if I lend you $100, I turn around next week and I say, "Forget it, I'm moichel, you don't have to pay me back." I can't retract from that mechila. Once you're moichel, a schus mamon, the game's over. So come the later acharonim and say, obviously when the Rush speaks about mechila being mitvah, being teifes, on the binyan hakosel, we're not talking the language of simply being mesalik hezek. We're talking the language of a formal tekun. The question is that true? We have to test this idea. It's a little bit of a chiddush to say that there was an official formal tekunas hacham called binyan hakosel as a schus mamon. Let's see in Rishonim, do we have any idea, any hint of such an idea? If we take a look at the 10th of the Mamakomos, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, in the back of the Rif, so the 10th of the Ramakamos, but he also quotes a startling statement in the name of the Ra'ah. Ra'ah Zal, mostly by Devarim. The Afilu Ba'al Lichnos B'Sok Shalom, the Livnos Gvil Ogozis. We split up a backyard, and the first mission of Rabbah supplies to us. We have a Chiv now to build this wall. And I say, "You know what? I'm going to be a nice guy. Instead of doing what really the Halacha requires of us, that we split the property, split the area where the wall is on, and we split all the building materials, I'm going to go the extra mile. I know that you're not doing so well, but Hashem, things are doing well in my business now. I'm going to pay for the entire wall." So, what tzaddik? So it's like, It's like two parties are planning a wedding. So it should be 50-50. One said, no, I'm going to take everything. No problem. So comes the person and says, I'm going to build the entire wall. B'soch shalom. B'livnos gvilo gozos. I'm going to build a good wall. I'm not going to try to cut corners and buy a cheaper wall. I'm going to build a wall that the halacha required of us to build. B'shutfis. I'm going to put it on my side, the property line. And I'm going to pay for all the building materials. Everything. Sounds like Mr. Tzadik Gomer. Listen to this. Chaveira ma'akev alof. The other party has a right to say, I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm willing to pay for 100% to chazana. No, I don't want it. Why? What in the world would be the person's time? Like, Behecha Teisi, you should have such a silly claim. Mishum da'amale, imata osekein, lo yehli vishus, lismoch alof. So he says, because the other party, the party who's not doing so well financially, who the rich fellow is trying to be nice to, the other party says, no, you know what? I don't want you to build a wall on your own. I don't want you to go 10 feet into your property. You know why? Because I like the idea of there being a wall there. That's going to help me also. You know what? I have things to lean against the wall. I got wonder lines to connect to the wall. My kids want to climb on my side of the wall. I want to put ladders together. I got a lot of things I can do with the wall. So by you putting the entire wall on your side of the line, I won't be able to cross over that line. And I'm going to lose something from not having that wall. I've been dying to have this wall. And now Baruch Hashem, the first bishop of Basra, speaks to us. We're going to build a wall together. I don't want you to build it yourself on your own side, because I'm going to lose out certain advantages that I would have had. Very, very strange a claim. So comes your own continues. Vafilo amalei, even if the other fellow says, Ana yehifna lach v'shus l'mesbach. The nice guy, the guy's willing to spend the money, said, listen, that's what you're worried about. That your kids won't be able to climb up on a wall. That's what you're worried about. You won't have a place to lean your outside tables against the wall. I'll give you that, Rishus. I'll give you the permission. I'll enter into a group. We'll sign a document giving you rights to walk the 5 feet into my property line. I'm like, no. The person who was supposedly doing a favor to this person says, I don't want that either. Ibn Mecha lo ba'ina. He says, how am I going to acquire those rights of being crossing over the property line? You're just gonna tell me, stop, you're gonna let me cross, tomorrow you'll change your mind. So I have to make a legal acquisition of those rights, that ability to always cross over that line to be able to play on my side of the wall. So if you're gonna charge me for that, I don't have any money. I'm not interested in buying, it's one thing I'll spend money on a wall. I'm not gonna spend money to buy rights for my wife to go hang the laundry on your wall. If even Matana, if you're going to be a nice guy and you're going to sign over a document saying that you give it to me as a gift, well, I don't want any gift. I don't want to be beholden. I don't want to be shubat to you. I don't want any gifts. No, thank you. So the Ra'ah just did a great job explaining why this supposed Meshugana doesn't want to get a free wall. Someone's coming to give you a free wall. You go get the assessed. How much is this wall going to cost? It's going to cost $10,000. We should have split it 50-50. That's what they didn't want. That's what the Mishnah said. And the rich partner of the courtyard said, I'm going to swallow the entire $10,000.
This is the same thing if a person wants to take down a standing wall and that's his wall. Neighbor has a title. No, I want it there because it's there. It's his wall.
No, well, not necessarily. It's my wall. If I built the wall, but here the halacha says that we're really supposed to build the wall together. So we're going to have to see what the halachic claim is that I want to build this wall. We'll see in a moment. So all the Ra'ah is explaining to us is just going psychologically into the heart and soul of this guy who is the chari getting a free ride. I mean, you got to be a fool. Why shouldn't I take the wall for free? Why should I go spend five? People don't like to spend money when they don't have to. So why in the world would such a mishugan to say, I don't want to accept the free wall? So the Ra'ah gave you a great lumdus as to why. Because he wants to have access to the wall. He doesn't want to pay for the access, doesn't want him to give it. He gives you a whole triple title why the guy would say such a silly thing. But forget about why the person would say such a thing. What kind of time is that? What kind of time of is that? We split up the courtyard. I'm willing to build a wall. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to build a 10-foot wall on my side of the property line. And guess what? I don't even have to ask you. At that point, what's your claim? You're going to scream, no, you built the wall. So you're going to scream, but it's Hezekiah. What Hezekiah? There's a 10-foot wall there. There's no Hezekiah anymore. So what is going on? How can the person who I'm trying to do a favor for, how can it be ma'akev on me from building my wall on my side of the property line and thereby alleviating any Hezekiah problems? Once Hezekiah is gone, the game's over. So what's stopping me? So they're all doing a great job explaining why the guy's got a fakruk the cheshbon, why he doesn't want the free wall. But what's the taina din mamonis? Well, the chora, the answer to the Raz as follows: that if the requirement of building the wall would have simply been a mechanism to avoid Hezekiah, so if Hezekiah has been avoided, the game's over. So I built the wall already. So what kind of claim? You're going to take me to Beis Din. Can you please name the claim that you're taking me to Beis Din for? You're naming a claim that I should knock down the wall. You're naming a claim we should build another wall together. Based on what? What claim do you have to force me to build a wall? The only claim you have is Al Tezekriya. The Hezekriya is over. There's a wall there. I can't see you anymore. So obviously, they're always learning that there's something much more profound, much deeper than this. Hezekriya is what gets the ball started. Hezekriya creates a Cheves Mammon. Hezekriya creates a Schus Mammon. The Schus Mammon is that once you have a Shudfin Shirat Salas Mechitza, but in a koisel, Beis Din instituted that each one has a claim against the other as chus bin hakoisel. So now it's also a different color. Now, what does it mean as chus bin hakoisel? So they're all saying a chiddush gadol. Chus bin hakoisel means I have a right to claim. I want the wall built the way Chazal envisioned it. Chazal envisioned that wall be built. The two parties chipping in together. The two parties sharing the space, sharing the building material, sharing all the tircha. That's the tachanun chacham. That's the schus I have against you. You want to go ahead and do something different? I'm not mevatar my schus. I have a claim against you. I have a tain against you. You owe me a half a wall. You can't go and build another wall 10 feet inside your. That's not what the tachanun chacham was. That's what the Ra'ah says. Well, that would be a source of the rush. The same way that the Ra'ah is saying that there's a formal takana, and now the din of bin hakoseh doesn't follow the rules of Hezekiah. Hezekiah got the ball started, but it takes on a life in and of itself. That seems to be what the Rush is saying. Of course, the problem is, it's a little bit of overkill. The Rush would buy into this Ra'ah. You're going to tell me that anyone would accept this Ra'ah, such a chiddush, but nobody accepts this Ra'ah. I'll prove to you that the Rush doesn't really accept the Ra'ah. It can't be that the Rush is going to go as far as the Ra'ah. And that's the following of a Rush of the 11th of the Marv Kamas. If you remember all the way back, the first sugya we spoke about, that when the two parties have to build a wall, Chazal set up certain standards of what constitutes a wall. If one guy says, I'd like to build a wall of straw, please. I'm sure going to build a wall of straw. Tomorrow it's going to fall down. So how do you know what's considered to be an acceptable wall? So the Mishnah says, Chazal did the research, they asked around a little bit, they went to Home Depot, and they found out that some places the minhag is to build with these kinds of bricks, some places with wood, etc. Hakol kibinig hamedina. Remember that was the opening shiur that we gave way back in the before Shoshana. Hakol kibinig hamedina. That whatever the normal standard building practices in that location are, both in terms of material and then in terms of size and thickness of the wall, etc. So comes the Rush and says, Geish Mefarshim, there are those who say, when does the first Mishnah of a master apply that Reuven can force Shimon and Shimon can force Reuven to build a very specific wall? It has to be the right materials and it's got to be the right size. That if they're building the wall the way Chazal envisioned on the space that belongs to both of them, then it's got to be a wall that's going to do the job. Neither one of them wants to swallow up the entire cost. Neither one of them wants to move the wall onto their property. So if they're building the wall, bishutfis, the matzi kochav the meimar, 80 roads on about the karkel and those binyan, in love of binyan barkayaba. So then Reuven can say to Shimon, listen, you want to build a wall made out of straw? You want me to participate in that? You want me to shell out money to build this cheaper wall that's going to be down tomorrow? You want me to give up half my property line to go 6 feet into my property to build a wall that's not going to last? I don't want to be involved in such a silly project. If I'm already laying out my money, I want to be involved. I want to know the details of the project. Like sometimes you go ask somebody for some, you know, for we need help for the yeshiva, we need help for the shul, we need help for a bit for that. Most people, you know, again, it depends how much they give. If a person gives you an $18 check, they're usually not going to want to see too much about the plans of the Mossad, of the Mossad. But if a guy's giving you $100,000, most people who want to give a lot of money, they show me the plans. Let me see what you're doing. Let's talk about it a little bit. I give you some suggestions. I don't like doing it. It's just Dr. Shalom. That's what the fellows say. Also, you want me to participate? You want me to give up my land? You want me to go to Home Depot with you and buy the materials? So it's got to meet the standards. So the standards are what the Mishnah says, called Kibbutz Medina. Aval im ratza echad lichnas pasach shalo. One of the parties wants to be nice. They listen, I don't need you. I'm doing rachsh. I'm doing well. My property is larger than your property. I'll swallow all the costs. I'll swallow the area. I'll give up my area. I'll pay for everything. The only thing is, I want to build a really, really cheap wall. I'm a nice guy. Not that nice. I'm a nice guy. I'm gonna swallow up all the costs, and I'm gonna do it on my side of the line. But I want to do it the way I want to do it. Person, I guess if you're honest, like, oh, if I'm paying for it, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Yeah. So sometimes you hear this guy, I gave the mushroom from the chassidus. Sometimes one side will say, yeah, we're happy to pay everything, provided that we choose the band, and we choose the florist, and we choose the photographer, and we do whoever's paying, as the Yiddish phrase goes, the mayor of the day. So I'm the one who's paying out the money. I want to give my version of how to do things. So now what? Can Reuven force Shimon into such an agreement and say, listen, I'm paying for it. I'm not asking you for a penny. I'm not asking you for an inch of land, but I want to do it in the cheapest possible way. Is that an acceptable time or not? So there are some who say, yes. You know why? Can't Shimon Salik has agreed? Mechaveh Rodayel says, Lemaisa, there's no Mechaveh. At the end of the day, you built the wall. At the end of the day, you can't see to the other person's property. So at the end of the day, that's going to work. Oh, that's the you're the Chavis and Yesh Mefarshim. You're the second group of Rishonim. So the Rush calls Yesh. I'm telling you who these Rishonim are. Yesh Mefarshim, the first anonymous group of Rishonim, will say, you want to do whatever your gig is a thing. Just make sure there's no Hezekiah. You built the wall. Might have to know what the wall looks like. We'll deal with it tomorrow if it falls down. The Yesh Mefarshim, no. There are others who say, like Henry's concerned, Shafilim wrote to Lichnos Mesach Shalom, to Ligda Mutsu Bedafna, Chavir Machim Alav. If I tell you this grandiose scheme, I'm going to build a wall in my property. I'm not going to ask you for a penny. I'm not going to ask you for any space. The only thing is I'm going to build the cheapest possible materials. I'm going to bring my Hamish contractors to do the job. Chaver ma'akim alav. You have a right to say, no way. Lefisha omalo, eini b'chitz shachayama. What kind of lousy wall did you build? Obviously, you're trying to skimp on the wall. V'yitzvich litzok alachatom kishatim pol ha'b'chitz alasak v'lai ha'zikri yoscha. Like Henry said, what's going to happen? You're going to build this gigantic wall that's going to last till tomorrow. Tomorrow the wall is going to fall down, and then I'm going to be back right where I started, back in the days, and screaming, hey, you're looking into my backyard. I want to be done with you once and for all. I want a wall that the town inspector signs off on, not some half-baked construction guy doesn't know what he's doing. So it's an interesting machlokes. According to the first opinion of the Rush, he built the wall. Kasha Levi said, what the wall? He built the wall. If you're expecting, if he's asking you to participate, to chip in for the wall, then you have a right to start demanding a kol kibbutz medina. But if he's building a wall on his own property, with his own building materials, you don't have a foot to stand on. And the second day, he says, no, you very much have what to claim. Your claim is, I don't want to be bothered every day when the wall falls down. So Venera says, the Rush kipirusha kama. The Rush says he thinks the first shot is correct. Says the Rush, if the fellow wants to build a wall, he wants to stop the Hezekiah, let him build the wall. He builds it cheap, it falls down, says the Rush, we'll deal with it tomorrow. If the wall stands for 10 minutes, it'll stand for 10 minutes. Says the Rush, if it falls down, there are dayanim in town, so you take him to court tomorrow. We'll take him to din Torah tomorrow. So basically, the Rush is negating the second group of Rishonim's concern. The second group of Rishonim say, no, I have a right to say, I don't want to be bothered with the din Torah tomorrow. Says the Rush, maybe you don't want to be bothered. Tomorrow is tomorrow. We'll deal with the din Torah tomorrow. So everybody say, what's in the Kudus of Achleikus in the first day and the second day in the Rush? What's going on? So the first day in the Rush is saying that all you have to do is remove Hezekiah. And you did. You built the wall. Tomorrow is going to be a different story. What about tomorrow? There's no Hezekiah right now. So as soon as Hezekiah has been avoided, has been removed, the game is over. The din Torah ceases to exist. The second day of the Rush says, no. It's not enough just to remove Hezekiah. I have to come forward with an acceptable, formal wall. You have to build a wall that meets the standards of halacha as a wall. And if you don't do that, Just because you temporarily removed Hezekiah, you didn't finish the job. That seems to be the shaila that the Rosh Yeshivas were raising. That seems to be the Chakira. What is going on in this Mishnah? The ABCs, the Beis and the Basra. What does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says, build the wall to avoid Hezekiah. Is the focus on the avoiding Hezekiah? Or is the focus on the building of the wall? So the second day of the Rosh seems to put a lot of strength on the building of the wall. And therefore, if the wall isn't up to par, you didn't solve the problem. The first day it says, there's no Hezekiah. Kashlamite, there's no Hezekiah. Finished, the game's over. Now we have a little bit of a problem because now the Rashi don't seem to fit the Shittasim. The Rosh, we have three Shailas in Rishon. We have the Shaila here, the 2 days in the Rosh. We had that Ra'ah who said that, I can't even build a wall on my property, even if I build it up to par, I can't do. And then we had the Rosh in the previous Maramachim number 9 that said that there's Mechila on this Chi of Kaisel. So we explained the name of the Rosh Hashiva is that the only way to explain that there's Mechila on the building of the wall is to take the building of the wall out of the realm of simply Hezekiah into a Chayves Binin HaKaisel, into Zechus Mamma. We put all the emphasis, but all our eggs on the calling it Zechus Mamma. If it's a Zechus Mamma, if the Rosh really believes, like he sounded like in my mouth from number 9, that it's a formal Zechus Mamma, so then how come in Maramachim number 11, the Rosh lets one guy build a cheapy wall, which is a farce, it's a joke. It's not even a wall. It's a wall that's going to last for 10 minutes. But the Rosh said, what was his Lashon? Misalek Hezekiah Limenu Lefisha. But there's no Hezekiah. So here in Maramachim number 11, the Rosh is ignoring this Chos Mamar Bin Nekosel, and the Rosh is focusing on, is the Hezekiah or is there no Hezekiah? And if you remove the Hezekiah, the game's over. So you have to make up your mind, what is going on in the Mishnah Dabeis? Is it just simply a removal of Hezekiah? That's what the Rosh sounds like in my Maramachim number 11. Or is it his Chos Mamar like it sounds like in number 9? So there's a sefer for one of the Gedolei Acharonim, Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas of the last generation, from Arya Leib Malin. Arya Leib Malin, I don't know, any relationship? No, sounds similar name, but not exactly. Arya Leib was one of the Altamirers, one of the mirrors from Shanghai, the famous group of the Bochum that survived the war in Shanghai. And then he came to America, and they eventually set up the yeshiva, came to a yeshiva in Bensonhurst, in Beis HaTalmud in Bensonhurst. So Arya Leib has some very, very, some of the most classic, yeshiva charade, or yeshiva svarim, on many of his sugyas and shas. And he has this piece at the beginning of Maseches Bavasra. So Arya Leib addresses this question, like many others do, about what's going on in the Rosh? Stephen Rosh, is it a this, is it that? So Arya Leib says the answer is very simple. It's a chayvas bidin ha-kaisel, kozma that there's Hezekiah. Means, if and when Hezekiah exists, then the takonas chachamim with the zchus mamon kicks in, and now we look at it through the eyes of a zchus mamon. So kozma that Hezekiah is present, then it's a zchus mamon. The minute that Hezekiah is removed, then the zchus mamon just ceased to exist. So that answers all the shittas in the Rosh, all the steers in the Rosh. In our sugya the night, that Rabbi Kaimus, when the Rosh is talking about, I gave you the right to be mazik me. I told you, a moichel on my wall. A moichel. You don't have to build the wall anymore. So the Rosh says, the mechila works. How does the mechila work? Because I'm not moichel on the Hezekiah, I'm moichel on this chos mamon. Because yes, there is a chos mamon here. The Rosh absolutely understood, this is not just a game of Hezek. It's the game in town is called, a chos mamon, the Tekar Tzacham called Dirina Koysel. As such, it's nita l'mechila. What happens in Maramachim 11 is, once the fellow builds the wall, let it be the cheapest garbage wall, it's going to fall down in 10 minutes. But right now, there's no Hezekiah. So if there's no Hezekiah, there's no Hezekiah. So what do you mean? I'm knocking on your door and saying, I have an IOU. You owe me a wall. So the guy says, why do I owe you a wall? Because you're being mazik me. What does the fellow say? No, I'm not. Have you been in the backyard recently? There's a wall there. So I scream, but the wall's falling down. But it didn't fall down yet. But it's going to fall down tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. We'll deal with tomorrow. Yeshiv tomorrow, it's as the Rosh says. So the Rabbi Leib says, our Chakira, is it Azoy or is it Azoy? It's a classic Yeshiv Shema model. It's not A or B. They're both true. It is Ischus Mamon, Chosman, there's a Hezekiah. So we can talk about Mechila. Mechila makes sense. You can talk about the parish of Mechila on this Kosel because it is Ischus Mamon. But the minute that Hezekiah ceases to exist, and the Zechus Mamon disappears to thin air. And that's why the Rosh, in the same breath, could say what he said in Ma'ar Macha number 9 and say what he said in Ma'ar Macha number 11.
Ma'ar Macha 11 seems to be a problem. It's going to, for sure, according to the Gamre, he's creating a circumstance that you know is going to create a negative outcome.
Right, absolutely right. But right now, as the Rosh says, I was Masalik Hezekel Mifi Shah, Machas Banjas Kedi Shah Tabaritz. Says the Rosh, what do you want from me? What's your claim? Tell me your claim, right? You're coming to Beza knocking on my door and saying, I insist what? Tell me, what are you insisting?
No, the claim shift. The claim shift. Okay, I'll discuss afterwards, but I think the claim shift. I'll discuss
afterwards. Okay, so bottom line is the breakthrough the Rosh is that the minute you can avoid Hezekiah in any shape or form, the other person's chuspah will cease to exist. So go upon him. One thing we have very clear in our sugya, is that we don't have clarity, but the other thing we have clear in our sugya is that there are two different approaches in the Gemara itself as to what's going on in this Mishnah. What is that? Why is this wall being built in the Mishnah? So one approach was because it has a Hezekiah. And again, what that means is Hezekiah, the real reason Hezekiah sets up the Tekel Zachama, that's the lumpus we spoke about for the last 2 days. But one lush in the Gemara in the days is, once Hezekiah exists, then the chiv of getting that wall up there for whatever reason sets into motion. The other approach of the Mishnah was is that Hezekiah lost for Hezek. The Amorim weren't even sure what Hezekiah is. Even a problem. We've been spending the last 2 weeks talking about Hezekiah. Half the Amorim said it doesn't even exist. That's not a valid claim. So what's going on in the Mishnah if it doesn't exist? A whole different story. What the Mishnah means is like this. What the Mishnah means is that if two parties agree to build a wall, then they have to do it in the following way. And if they didn't agree to build a wall, then they don't have to build a wall. There is no such thing, no engine called Hezekiah. So we're going to continue now. We're not going to really start the next sugya. We're just getting our feet wet for a second into the next sugya. We're assuming Pshat in the Mishnah is that two parties agreed to divide a courtyard. Now, all of a sudden, a chovas bidin kosos kicked in because of Hezekiah. So the Gemara raised the question, so what do you mean they agreed to divide a courtyard? What exactly do those words mean? Reuven promised he's going to divide the courtyard. Shimon promised. They gave their word. They agreed. They made a gentleman's agreement. They're going to divide the courtyard. That's not binding in halacha. They said what? If I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it. Again, we're all four being in Isha Emes and Chosav Shach Meshmachal Emes. Midvasheka Tirchach. I also know the marvelous Bido, so never tell a lie. But you should keep your word, 100%. The word, a person's word is Kaddish. But between you and me and Beis Din, if I tell you I'm going to do something, you're going to take me to a dentura because I told you so. It doesn't mean anything. That's a whole different based in. So what exactly was the mechayev of them to build this wall in the first place? What was the mechayev to split up the courtyard in the first place? Just because they said they're going to split it up, like mehecha taisei? So now the Gemara gets onto it, a whole new part of us again. Forget Hezekiah, forget the Chodos HaChomims, forget HaKol Kibbutz HaMedinas. How did we get here in the first place? You know, almost like learning backwards. We've been spending the last 3 months assuming that, okay, they divided up the chatzir, and now the wall's going up, and we've got to figure out what the wall is. Okay, so we got sidetracked for 6 weeks, and Mechitza Keresh difference. Okay, that's true. But now we're back on target, we lost the base. So we're assuming they agreed to divide up the courtyard, and that's going to lead into a building of a kutzel. So now the Gemara asks, on what mechanism, based on what basis, what did they do to get them to that point of allegation? So, l'chora, the easiest answer to that question is, they must have made a kinyan. Kinyan's great, right? They had a kinyan. So they must have made some kind of a kinyan. Kinyan, who, what kind of a kinyan? Who, kinyan, where, kinyan to do what? I'm making a kinyan to divide a courtyard. That's a kinyan. I could sell you my bottle of water, I could sell you my jacket, I could sell you my glasses, I could sell you my hat, I could sell you my car, I could sell you my backyard. I could sell you the fact that I promised that I'm going to divide a courtyard. We're back to square. We don't even know what the words mean even. That's exactly the problem. That's what the Gemara coins the phrase called kinyan devarim. A kinyan to say you're going to do something is about as worthless as your word itself. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem on Friday, we'll try to understand what's going on. A whole brand new aspect. Forget about Hezekiah or not. A whole brand new aspect in terms of shibudim and kinyanim and what obligates a person to do something. Just Friday, what should that schedule be on Friday? Should we have a regular schedule? I know some people don't work, not working this Friday. Should we change the timing or...